Hello and welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. In this one, I'm going to be talking to you about a concept that over the last 4 years has been, I would probably say, the biggest difference maker of having effective sales conversations. And it's the thing that has kind of really made sales quite easy for me as an individual. And I think if you are currently struggling with this, whether you're cold calling or you are receiving inquiries and you're not really too sure on how to handle them, I think this process is something that is going to really, really help you. And I don't really hear many people talking about it. And the concept of it is going through a transition from somebody who is almost desperate to make sales to a point where you're having conversations and people want to talk to you. Now, I want you to imagine an example here, and this is, for me, the best way to explain it. You've got two types of people. Let's say you're sitting there at home watching TV. I've just finished watching the F1, right? And someone knocks at your door. Now, the first person that knocks at your door is a salesperson, someone with a clipboard trying to sell you something that, quite frankly, you don't want, you don't need, and you're not really interested in spending any time talking to them. How do you normally react? Now, for me, whenever I'm in that sort of scenario, I'll have the conversation, but it's never going anywhere because you're interrupting me. I don't really want to talk to you. I have no idea who you are. And quite frankly, in my mind, it's how can I shut the door as quickly as I possibly can? That is what I see a lot on social media right now, and also different events that I attend, and it's something that I want to address. Now, the second person that knocks on your door, and this could be any time of day, by the way, is a family friend that you've not seen for 3 to 4 months, and you know who they are. You've got a really, really good relationship. How do you then react? Oh, hey, come on in. I'll put the kettle on. What do you want? Cup of tea or cup of coffee? What do you want? Beer or a glass of wine? You invite them in and you want to have a conversation with them. And the conversation's great because you're actually really interested in the person. You know who they are. You know why they're there. And you can actually have a connection with them, which you'll remember. Now, that sort of person is what I have become online. And it sounds maybe a little bit arrogant saying it, but I'm now in a position where I believe that when people reach out to me, or start a conversation with me, or vice versa, that they want to talk to me. And that transition is something that I went through by positioning myself in different ways. And to tell the real story around it, I'm going to use my property business as an example, because when I first started in property back in 2018, I didn't have any experience. I didn't know anybody. I didn't really know what I was doing either. And it was really, really difficult for me because I was an introvert as well. So I wasn't a person that would go out and start having loads and loads of conversations with people. In fact, when I went to my first ever event, I remember going to the far right-hand corner with my notepad, and I just wanted to go to this event, sit there and listen to the speakers. I didn't go to this event to meet anybody because, quite frankly, I didn't have anything to talk about. I felt quite vulnerable. And what I realized was, at that event, that everyone else was mingling. And apart from somebody coming up to me and having a conversation, I didn't quite frankly have the balls to be able to start anything. And therefore, I felt really, really uncomfortable. And I remember watching a video on one of the breaks, and it was from some person on social media that basically said to start documenting your journey online, right? Really basic advice. And I didn't really know the power of doing so. But actually what I realized was that was the start to this whole process changing. That was the start of me building my brand. And this building my brand concept is what I talk about a lot on this podcast, if you've listened to previous episodes. But that process of suddenly becoming somebody that people knew was really, really effective. And over time, it wasn't like an overnight thing, but 2 weeks of putting my action taking online on platforms like Instagram and inside of those community Facebook groups, what I realized was when I went to one of the events in Northampton was that somebody recognized me. And so when I went out and plucked the courage up, I committed to myself that I was going to start a conversation with somebody. When I went and did that, they responded with, "No, I've seen your stuff online. You're Chris Taylor, aren't you? You do service accommodation." And that was the moment that I went from somebody that nobody knew to somebody that someone wanted to have a conversation with. And that was my first experience of it. And it was almost from that point, like a snowball effect, where the ball kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and compounding took place. Because the more and more that I started to help people, the more and more conversations that I had, the more and more people wanted to talk to me. And this is really where I want to start going into the process of this, because I hear lots of people talking about it, but I don't hear people talking about how you can go about doing this, the process, the steps to take. And that's what I want this episode to be about. And the first thing that I want to highlight is a mindset shift, because it's this mindset shift for me that made the biggest difference. Because when I was going out and meeting people, I was a little bit afraid. I didn't want to do it. And two, I didn't really know what to say. So the first step is to commit to learning the stuff that these people want to talk about. So whether you're in property like I was, whether you're in marketing, whether you're in tech-based businesses, whether you're in anything, learn your subject. Commit to learning every single day so you at least know the jargon, so you at least know what questions to ask to keep conversations going. Once you do that, what you can find yourself doing is being able to at least hold your own. My biggest fear when I went to my first event was the fact that even if I wanted to talk to people, or even if I wanted to post something online, I didn't know what to talk about because I had no knowledge of it whatsoever. So the first step is knowing your subject. So whatever it is, commit to learning. The second step is to then start educating. So it's to stop being the cold caller, knock on door salesperson, and instead start looking at it and educating others. Now, educating others is something that is really obvious. However, there's a way to be able to do it that also builds your credibility up as well, because it's all right putting top tips out there. But if you don't show depth of information or stories around it to be able to make it really, really substantial, then unfortunately, people don't remember it. And even more importantly, they don't believe that it's true and that you could be getting it from anywhere. So when you're educating, make sure that you're doing it 2 to 3 times per week, and it's not just generic education. So whenever I do an educational piece of content, and I'm going to break this down in a little bit more detail for you as well, but whenever I do an educational piece of content, I'll always find one key point that I want to make. So in this, the key point in this podcast is how to transition from somebody that's desperate, uncomfortable, and doesn't actually have any conversations with people because nobody wants to talk to them, to a person where people want to speak to you every time they see you. It's that positioning piece. That's the focus point. And I've got numerous examples, as you've already heard my property one, that back this up. So find the key point. And then the second part is to find a story or an example which actually showcases you demonstrating it and putting it into practice. So whether that is somebody that you've spoken to, or and you've got their story, whether it's your own, use the example, but have an example that backs it up. So in your educational pieces of content, find a key point and then a story that backs it up. The story is so critical. That's the evidence. That's the stuff that people remember. Okay. Now, what I then need you to do as you move through this process further is then move on to the third key point now. Lost myself already, but I think it's the third key point. And it is to stop having a mindset, coming back to that mindset thing again, of take, 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 and switch it to give, give, give. So with that educating content in mind, with what you're doing, you're giving value, right? And what I need you to commit to start going through this journey, to start positioning yourself further, is to make sure that with everything that you're doing when you're showing up, it's with this mindset of how can I help you? And that goes with content, but it also goes with any conversation that you have. And this really helps in sales conversations. So if you're struggling to sell right now, it's probably because you're not demonstrating how you can help them in a clear enough way for the prospect to have a clear understanding of whether you're the person they want to work with to solve that problem or not. So what you need to do is go through a process, even in your conversations, which give you the opportunity to be able to do it. And I'm going to be talking about that in this final step for you. It's how to have that conversation. When you think about this in depth, and I'll do more episodes on this, I'm sure, because it's a really, really cool topic. But when you start to educate people every other day on what it is that you specialize in, when you start to solve people's problems, which actually, when I look at a definition of an entrepreneur, it is somebody that solves problems for a profit in my head. That's what I see it as. Somebody that has a mindset of, I'm going to solve that problem for a profit. And that's a salesperson as well, right? It's the same mentality. It's the same thing. If you can be the person that solves the problem, you're the person that's going to benefit at the back end from it. Now, when I go and have these conversations, which from feedback is what a lot of people love to watch me do when they see on the academy that you may or may not know that I run, I have a social selling academy, which goes into this in more detail. If you want more information on that, it will be in the comment section for you, but it's not about that. With the academy, what I break down in there are some of the calls that I do. So some of the sales calls. And whenever I run a webinar, whenever I run a workshop, whenever I run a strategy session, I will break down how I help people. So I'll break down what my plan would be, what my strategy would be to solve the problem that we do. So bearing in mind our business helps people overcome social media marketing problems, I will go through this process on every call that I do. So the first thing, whenever I speak to someone, I will automatically make them feel comfortable by going, look, you've approached me for a reason, or we've agreed to this call for a reason. What is it that you're looking out of this? And that one sentence there really, really helps because it lays the foundation for the call of, I'm here to help you. And that then also allows barriers to be broken down. So the first step is identify the problem, identify the reason, identify why you're in this position. Why are you on this conversation? The second thing then is to, and again, this comes with experience. It comes with you knowing your subject, but is to work out the steps that you would take to overcome that problem. Now, you can only do that if that problem is relevant to your business. So if the call is not right for you, that's the point for you to go, look, I don't think I'm the business or we're the business to be able to solve this for you. However, I can recommend someone who is. Now, hopefully that's not the case and it is relevant to what you do. So if I find somebody with a social media marketing problem, I will go, okay, great. I have certain questions I need to ask to be able to work out the strategy. Do you mind if I ask them? And I get permission to ask the questions. I then go into a trusted advisor type role where I'm suddenly not a salesperson, psychologically speaking. I'm someone that's looking to consult and help. And there's all this terminology and people have different opinions on free consulting. It's something for me which has worked so, so well. And by the end of the call, even if you're listening to this and you end up coming onto a call with me, the likelihood is you'll have enough information to understand how to solve the problem, but then practically implementing that solution, you normally need our help with. That's just the nature of our products and service, just how it works. So we don't really have an issue with it. But you need to work out what the problem is and then talk about the steps that you would take to be able to overcome it. This is your time to shine. This is your time to showcase how good you are at what you do and never leave anything on the table here. This is the way to break all barriers down. And it's how I go on to conversations and sales conversations with no worry about who I'm competing against. There was a guy called Darren that I spoke to 3 or 4 weeks ago now, and he did a LinkedIn post of which I was tagged in, and he was asking for the best social media marketing people that are out there. And I got tagged in it, which was great, along with about 15 other people. And we had a conversation. I told him exactly what I thought. I was blunt. I was extremely honest. And I highlighted where we could add value and then more importantly, where we couldn't. I laid everything out. Now, what I've found when I speak with people who have these conversations, and Darren fed this back as well, is that people don't do this, and they try and be cryptic, and they try to withhold information, and they just don't give a good representation of themselves. And the amazing thing is, now we've not done business with Darren as of yet, but he came back and he said, as some feedback, you are the best social media person in terms of the business that was clearly able to explain what I needed to do, how I needed to do it, with a clear strategy of how to implement. And that's why I want to have a conversation with you when we make the decision. However, I'm going on holiday for a couple of weeks, and I'll come back to you once I'm back. Now, he hasn't come back to me yet, but that feedback is enough evidence for me, even in that one example, to showcase that we do this better than a lot of other of our competitors that are out there. We compete against some of the best marketing agencies that are out there on the planet right now. So give the value. And then the final step is to lay out clear, logical next steps. So again, this is in a sales conversation only when you're doing this. So identify the problem, showcase how good you are, and provide real high level amounts of value with a strategy that you would deliver. So it's very much service based in that respect. If you've got a product based business, how does your product solve that problem? Lay it out on the table. And the third step is to lay out clear next steps. So at the end of the conversation, go, great. Now, what would you like to do from here? And they will go, normally, well, what are the next steps? And then you will go, right. So the next steps are this: step one, step two, step three, bada bing, bada boom, and we're off. This transition from going from trying to convince and persuade at the front end of a sales conversation to going on to every call where somebody, or the feeling is that somebody wants to talk to you, comes from you earning the right, comes from you earning that respect. It comes from building, as much as I don't like the term, no like and trust. And you get that by following these steps. Stop selling and start educating. Provide the value, educate in the right way with the social proof and the stories to back it up. And then whenever you get onto a conversation, identify the problem right at the outset, provide as much value as you can, showcase how good you are at doing it, and then lay out the next steps. And this goes for any example in business, whether it's product or service based. This process is not actually about the information that you give. It's about how you position yourself along the journey. Show up. Tell people what you do. Be bold, be brave, be honest, be so straight to the point that people know that you're the person and business that they need to work with. The moment people start wanting to talk to you is the moment where you'll start seeing the power of this. And this journey that I've been on over the last 4 years has been the biggest representation of that. I've moved through three different industries relatively quickly and positioned myself as the go-to person in each of those industries. And it's come from showing up, providing value. And in every single conversation that I have, or every time that I show up in a piece of content, I'm showing up as the 100% version of myself, here to provide as much value as I possibly can. So simple. However, you got to ask yourself, when was the last time that you did it in the enough amount of depth and with the right amount of story attached to it for people to even remember you? If you have any questions around this episode at all, you know where I am. Drop me a message on LinkedIn. Drop me a message on Instagram. I'm here to answer anything that you've got. As always, here to provide value, ironically. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace.